You're listening to Around Comics, episode 178. Savannah College of Art and Design in historic Savannah, Georgia. This is Around Comics, the comic book roundtable, where twice a week you'll hear a revolving panel of guests discuss comic books and graphic novels. On every Monday episode, like this one, we go over the week in comic book news, review our favorite books from the previous week, and top of the stack. Joining me today is our students from my webcomics electric class.
Get it out, Jeremy. Get it out.
Alright, just a minute. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Today, Junior.
Damn. Alright, Rashad Doucette. Doucette to the ladies.
That's me, baby. That's me.
What's up?
Captain Jarrett Williams.
How you doing?
The illustrious Kevin Burkhalter.
Illustrious.
Jerkhalter in the house. This week, because we can do this, unlike other podcasters, we have actually, not only did we have a female last week, we've rotated in a new one.
Yeah, we've got two.
And added another.
We can't
so
keep
look at
one.
That. We've got girls to spare.
And Roman begins in the fall, peoples.
I do not know how I feel. Like
3-to-1 ratio.
Kathy, Miss the lovely Miss Kathy McLeod of the Clan McLeod,
yes,
is joining us.
She is a mortal.
Not related to Scott McLeod because he spells his name the bootleg right.
Man, that's uncomfortable.
And you know, stepping up to the mic this week is our producer Andrea Bell.
Hi.
Wicka wicka wow wow.
Nice.
So, once again, this episode is sponsored by InStockTrades.com.
Again, that's the first ad.
InStockTrades.com is offering this month's reading selection, The Originals, to Around Comic listeners for an amazing 35% off the cover price. Get your copy today for only $11.69 for the soft cover or $16.22 for the hardcover. Check out the Eisner winning graphic novel by Dave Gibbons.
Watchmen.
InStockTrades.com offers a huge selection of the collected editions you need. InStockTrades is your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essentials, showcases, archives, absolute editions, omnibus.
Son of Galactus! Partying with Nova this weekend.
And more. All
Living Planet.
All at great.
Omnibus is just. Dude, he is.
I know, Omnibus is a man. He's a partier, man. He got ego messed up.
Living he hangs planet. Out with that naked gold Nova girl.
Yeah, Nova.
And the omnibus editions are...
They're all at great discounted prices. And remember that all orders over $50 ship for what?
Free!
I like my stuff free.
Krista! Ooh, I think you told us that last week.
Oh,
Krista! Awkward.
Sorry.
Chris, Sal, Tom, Scotty, and the regular Chicago crew are still taking a short hiatus from show production, but don't freak out. Don't freak out, because we, the graduate students of the Sequential Art Department at the Savannah College of Art and Design, will be taking over as fill-in artists for this episode.
Wait, what was that about?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm just reading the paper, man. It's okay. We're recording in the stately Norris Hall, located at 548 East Broughton Street in Savannah. For more information about the college and our various programs of study, visit us at www.scad.edu.
This portion of Around Comics is brought to you by...
me.
Actually, I thought it was brought to us by Kevin.
Well,
it's actually...
Well, you know, you're both...
Services.
Yeah. It's actually brought to us by Bizarre New World. The critically acclaimed series returns in a new prestige one-shot. After the first miniseries, the cat is out of the bag. Yeah, that cat, out of the bag. The worldwide population suddenly gains the ability to fly. Freaky. Everybody's flying. This is nuts. This is crazy.
Which is
that is a really cool idea. Like, yeah. I really actually you really dig that.
Except
I'm gonna buy
that it's gonna kind of be like eagles and jet engines because everybody's just gonna run what? Into each other. Like if everybody could fly all at once, it's like
I got slap. You.
Only if they have like can just because you can fly doesn't mean you can propel yourself. Like you could be just floating and you have to like. You're assuming a great many things. Yeah. You know, bad one. Continue, sir.
Okay.
So, yeah, everybody's flying, and a desperate phone call from his son forces Paul Crutcher to run the gauntlet of insanity to get to Arizona.
It's a heavy glove.
Huh? Yeah. Why is he going to Arizona?
You know what?
Read the book and find out.
Nice. Nice.
Thank you, Kathy.
But with chaos ripping across the planet and this plug, everyone airborne, the journey through California won't be easy. Find out why AintItCoolNews.com called Bizarre New World one of the best new comics of 2007. Pre-order your copy of Bizarre New World, Population Explosion, from the February issue of Previews.
That was so awesome, Powers.
And to purchase the original three issue miniseries, head to your local comic shop or visit us at www.apecomics.com.
All right, folks, it's that time. It's time for War Comic Book News.
I like the sound effect.
It didn't even sound like Wire to Wire. It was like war.
Rashad, being the intelligent young man that you are, I'm sure you have.
It's a lie.
Being the intelligent young man that you are, I'm sure that you have oodles of news for us. Drop some knowledge, bro.
All right, man. But what if I told you I didn't? Nah, I'm cool. All right. What if I told you I didn't? All right. Anyway. Mic in my face. Okay.
All in your mouth.
Oh, awkward.
So, first up, there's a new Guardians of the Galaxy series coming out. All you old school comic fans.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Late 90s or early 90s. Was it? That's early 90s, late 80s. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, new Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out. And Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning are writing it. They call themselves DNA. You guys know who they are. They worked on Legion. They're doing the whole Annihilation thing in Marvel right now. And this is spinning out of the Annihilation Conquest storyline. So the team's going to consist of... It's not like the old Guardians of the Galaxy. It took place like in an alternate future for the Marvel Universe. This takes place in current continuity. It's going to consist of Star-Lord, Quasar, the girl Quasar, because other Quasar is dead, if anybody doesn't know that. Yeah.
You mean the guy with the golden... curly locks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's officially now been dead and a girl.
And a shiny gold bracelet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now it's just a girl. They just stopped the illusion and just went to the girl.
Oh.
Yeah. Jeremy, did you have a bit of a crush on?
Ooh.
Quasar was hot, dude. Come on. He flew all through space with golden bands. It's on his arm.
It was all about the
so
hair.
So the Jupiter dude from well, no, Guardians, is he there?
No. So, see, no. That's all in the future. Like, this is, like, current, like...
These are old school?
Like, what if the Guardians started off right now in the Marvel Universe space era, you know? Not like... Because the other Guardians is, like, a future thing.
Man, you remember the old school ones? Did you ever read that?
Yeah, I did read it. Jim Valentino used to draw it.
Who's your favorite?
I like the dude with the arrow, the little red and blue dude. He had this cool, like, bow and arrow thing. I forgot his name. He's a Guardian of the Galaxy. I forgot his name. He was red and blue.
Oh, with the fin on his head.
Yeah, that badass dude with the fin.
The dude with the fin from Alpha Centauri.
Yes.
I forget his name, but
that dude
was
badass. And I like Vance Astro, too. He was pretty cool. Vance Astro. The blockhead dude.
I like the fact that, like, if you cut Vance Astro's PJs, like, he would, like... like instantly age and become dust.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that was cool. I don't remember that one. That was kind of nice.
No, he had like those space PJs on, those really ugly, like,
oh, cool.
Like silver and, yeah, and navy
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because he was preserved from the past or whatever.
That's how he got
like, if you cut that suit,
he turned to dust.
And air got in, he would like wither and mummify.
Well, that's
whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, no,
I really,
real nice.
I really don't know what to say after that, but. I'm gonna go with the rest of the cast. Okay, Star-Lord, Quasar, the new Adam Warlock. He's been resurrected. Drax looks cool now. He has tats and a knife. Gamora,
tats.
Gamora.
What? Gamora, Monster of the Children.
I know. I didn't caught that.
Gamora,
she's green. Me. Hey, this Gamora chick is green. I don't know how to pronounce
Gamora.
It. Gamora.
No.
It's Gamora.
I guess.
I don't know. She's green.
Gamora is a little biblical. I don't
know, but it's spelled G A M.
Gamora. Like Gamora.
Yeah.
Or Gamora.
They're playing on that.
Okay,
so
she's like a messiah or something
so
at some point.
There.
Anyway, yeah, Rocket Raccoon. Here's the rest of the cast, what I think is cool. Rocket Raccoon. He looks
like
looks like Star Fox. Then in the last member, Cosmo, the telepathic Russian dog.
Nice.
What?
No.
That, nice. No, I kid you not. He is on the team. He's like their support. Like, when they go out and vent it, the interview said that when like, they want him back at the base. He's going to be, like, you know, giving out orders and stuff. You know, he's the guy who stays back. Yes.
Wow.
Cosmo.
Wow. So he's the Professor X of the
Pretty
group?
Much.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Is that, like, the old school Russian dog? Yeah,
same.
Up in the space?
Yeah,
like,
he's been in Annihilation for a while. He's been in Nova. But, yeah, that's some character that Marvel created a long time ago. So.
See, why don't they put that on the cover? I don't care about Quasar on the cover. Why don't we put the dog?
Dude, he sells copies, man.
Well,
it's coming out in May, man. May. Look for it in May. There's a Batman manga coming out through DC.
Wait,
there's two. That's a double feature here. Like, there's a, you know, you guys know that they're doing a Batman anime, like, before new movie comes out.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Right. Well, they're doing a manga. The artist's name is Yoshinori Natsumi. Anyway, it comes out in April, and it's about Batman dealing with someone else who was, like, grew up with him and got tortured as well or something.
Is this going to turn out like the manga Wolverine?
I hope not. It looks pretty good. I mean, hey, I like that manga Wolverine.
Let me throw this out there. Let me ask you guys. I mean, we're here in a sequential art department, and things are fairly cosmopolitan. Why would you think that, like, a lot of the, like, rank and file American comic book readers, you know, there's a lot of, like, manga hate. Let's just call a spade a spade. Like, there's a lot of manga hate out there. What do you think it is? What do you think the key reason is that the American guys, like, won't jump on the boat?
No, I agree with you, fear, but I also think a lot of what people are used to seeing that's really popular is sort of crappy. And I can say that. Like, the artwork, some of it is just poor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if the artwork is bad quality, I mean, you can't expect people who are used to, like, some well-drawn superhero comics to just jump in and love it, you know?
Ooh, right.
Okay, so, that, you know.
Well, yeah, I just think it's just something different. You know, we Americans, we're not into too many things changing. So, I think that's what the main thing. And, you know, like, 20 years won't be a problem because these kids, all that in the manga, will be the old guard and other old fanboys.
They'll be us.
And we'll be all out of it. So,
I think there's this general, like, feeling, too, that if you're American, like, why are you trying to draw comics that aren't, like, an American style?
Well, this guy's not American, though, that's doing this.
True.
Why
but
why
I think
can't we all just get along?
Right. Yeah, that's right. My thing, man. Right. Like, spread the love, man. Yeah. Like, comics is comics, man. Manga just means comics.
All right, Rashad, what's your favorite? What was your favorite? If you had to pick a manga, like, we got a lot of, like, Cape and Cow listeners. What would you pick, man?
Man, you put me on the spot, buddy.
I'm calling you out right now.
All
right,
man. It's like, I'm going to say my favorite manga, for terms of, like, old school awesome quality, I'm going to go with Akira. But for terms of just fun awesomeness that I read every week, I'm going with Bleach. I love Bleach.
Nice.
I'm a fan, too.
Tite Kubo is a great artist. Yeah, it's kind of, the storyline's a little weak right now.
And there's a billion characters.
But when you read the first storyline all the way up to, like, I guess volume 20, I mean, that's
solid.
It's just good stuff. And if you like superheroes, I like superheroes too. I grew up with superheroes, so I'm telling you, Bleach is a junk. If you're not, don't get mad. If you see, like, some little kid going, "Oh, I love Bleach." Pick up a copy, man. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Bleach
Thus
is good.
Concludes Manga Corner.
Put me on the spot. I love Bleach.
Thank you, sir. Sorry,
no problem.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, the Justice League flick. If you guys hadn't heard, they're doing a 3D Justice League movie. Kind of like the way they did,
like, 3D as in, like
6D.
3D as in, like, 6D, like the
Beowulf supposedly
movie,
like,
or is it, like, 3D.
No, like the Beowulf movie, but it had been after strike, it had been put on halt or whatever. But now it's back, it's up and running again. So far they've cast Adam Brody of the OC as the Flash.
Uh-oh.
I think that's a good choice.
I don't.
No.
At all.
Season 2 of the OC.
Do not.
Season 2 of the OC was the bomb. Do you know why season 2 was the bomb?
Hey, I watched season 2. I was right there with you.
It was okay.
I didn't like
the dude was trying to be a comic book artist on a mainstream team.
Oh,
drama.
My gosh. I'm sorry. This rich kid from California drawing this kick-ass comic. I didn't believe it.
Rare is that, though?
I didn't believe it.
In that category, how
my
rare?
My family's from the OC, and I try to draw comics.
I'm sorry.
Man, yeah. I'm sorry.
I think Rashad's point is less that some rich kid is trying to draw comics, and that there's actually comics
on a television show, on prime time,
that a whole bunch of kids watch.
Yeah,
so,
that's all I'm saying. Jared, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. I just don't.
No.
I don't see him as the Flash. I just don't.
That's cool, man. It doesn't matter. It's going
to
be 3D.
But you're not going to have to see him because it's going to be animated.
I'm going to have to interrupt here. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. Kevin Burkhalter is sitting next to me.
Here I am.
Kevin Burkholder's sitting next to me, and he's got like, if you guys have picked up the All-Star Batman and Robin number nine, whatever, like, he's got this page with a Green Lantern, and it's like, Green Lantern's legs are chopped off at the bottom of the panel, and he's got a photocopy of it, and he's drawn the rest of the legs, and on one leg he's got fishnets, and then a high heel, and like, high heel shoe, and then on the other foot, he's drawn is like really hairy, and it's got like toe jam juice squirting out. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Continue.
I drew the fishnets. Kevin drew the hairy.
We're gonna have to scan that and put it on the forum.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, we gotta scan
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Hopefully, they won't get in trouble.
Continue your shout out.
Yeah, and also, in Back to Justice League movie, Adam Brody's the Flash. Sorry, Jared.
Bad.
Common is gonna be Green Lantern.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. The rapper known as Common, he was in
Smoking
Aces. And he's in some new movie with the guy, the Training Day guy, did another movie with like Keanu Reeves.
He was in the Gap commercial, right?
Yeah. I think he was.
No, I love Gap. Yeah.
I don't know.
He was on those.
Common's gonna be John Stewart, yo. Do it big. Whatever. John Stewart.
You know, hey,
Common is awesome. John Stewart is boring. I'm sorry.
No, man.
I'm gonna say this now. That black characters, we need better black characters than John Stewart. I'm sorry. Another guy from Harlem, from the hood. I'm tired of it. Please, you guys make
a
black character.
Man,
if you make a black character, it doesn't matter who you are. Just make him normal.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question.
Base it on you.
Let me ask you a question. In comics, what's your favorite black character?
Storm. She's the only one that matters.
Ooh. Really? Why is that?
Because she's hot.
Well, no, is that one? I give a bunch of reasons.
But
one,
she got like blue eyes and white hair.
Her powers, like, she's really powerful. Like, it's already okay. Look, you guys all know that all black characters usually have lightning abilities or like they have like metal or something. Like,
why do you think that is?
I don't know, because it's lame. I don't, because Black Vulcan was out first, I guess. So Black Lightning, and everybody's
okay.
Making,
everybody,
it's like in The Incredibles when that guy was
Frozone.
Yeah, and so, but Frozone's cool. I like Frozone. But I like Storm. I like her because she was this African princess. She has a backstory that matters. She wasn't from the streets. Oh, God, I swear every black
Until
character.
Until they hooked her up with Black Panther, which I thought was lame. Like, oh, wow.
That was for
we're both black. Let's hook up.
That was lame. I got to say, I'm not into the whole Black Panther Storm thing.
If you had to pick a partner for Ms. Storm, who would you pick?
Wolverine.
Nice! What? Yeah! No. What? Wolverine can tackle that.
Man,
tackle
that strong black woman. Not only that, that's the only woman that can
tear
handle
it up like Wolverine. Yeah. Have you guys seen that on the YouTube, the answer back to the Soulja Boy song, the one
no.
Crank That Spider-Man?
Yeah, have you seen Crank That Batman? Have you seen that
one? Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Dirty South?
What? Alright, we got a side note there. Yeah. Okay, anyway, also coming out, Demo... Another series of Demo, a comic by Becky Cloonan and Brian Wood. They're putting it out again, a new one through Vertigo, 12 issues. Look forward to it. That was a one.
What was it about?
Demo was done, I think, through AIT Planet. It was like an indie thing before. But what it was about is like each issue was like taking like kind of like what Heroes does now on the Hero Show, but before that was all out. It's like some person gets a power and it's their life for that issue, like how they dealt with that power. And it wasn't like superheroics at all. Like nothing involved fighting or crime. Right? It's just these people dealing with random weird abilities. And it's like every issue was self-contained. Like they had one about a girl who like recorded herself when like she died and she recorded her essence onto a video cassette tape.
Kind of like The Ring.
Well, no, but that was out before she did that. But so it's a good stuff. If you guys have heard of it, if you like Brian Wood and Becky Cloonan, you guys know who they are. They're pretty good. J. Michael Straczynski did not re-up his contract with Marvel, I guess.
Oh.
Well, wait, I don't want to start any drama. J. Michael Straczynski said he likes everybody that's over there. He just thinks it's time for a change. I think that's the official statement, but that's why we're going to leave it. He's keeping it peaceful.
High road
on the guy. I kudos to him for just making this decision. He didn't want to do as much work. So he's moving over to DC and Image. He has a couple of books coming out soon. They haven't really been announced yet, but it's coming out. And lastly, next year, you know, you guys know that DC does this thing now where, like, they put a comic out every week. Last year was 52. This year is Countdown to Infinite Crisis, or Countdown to Final Crisis. Next year is going to be the DC Trinity with Mark Bagley and Kurt Busiek. I mean, the Trinity is the big three, Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman at DC. So it'll be a weekly comic about them, written by Kurt Busiek and drawn by Mark Bagley. So that should be pretty good.
What do you guys think of all this weekly action, like with the 52 and the quasi-weekly thing with the Spider-Man and the Hey Hey? Do you guys pick it up every single week?
No,
I don't. Not at all.
I pick up. I can't. One, it's just not cost effective. It's just the bottom line. Like, I mean, I understand what they're doing, but if you can afford it, awesome. If you can't, then also awesome. And plus, 52 is really good. Countdown, not it's not bad, but not so good. Mm-hmm. And you know, Spider-Man. So, that's all I'm saying.
High road.
That's it. So that's it. That's all I got, man.
Well, thank you very much, Rashad. And you know, before we move on to the top of the stack, I brought a little conversation piece for us today. Where's that little bag that I brought in? Like, you know, I'm kind of scared to hand him this. I felt that like we needed a totem. I think we needed something to like represent, you know, visually what we're doing here. And I bring this for your consideration, one and everyone.
Wow!
I saw this today, and I had to bring it
is
in.
Is that a sake jug?
Is that the dude from that's on Howard Stern sometimes?
Or is that from Sean's webcomic?
How would you what it is essentially like a ceramic hillbilly jug.
Hooch mug.
Well, it's a hooch mug is what it is. And how would you describe that face, Kevin?
It's the devil.
Pretty much.
It's a hooch mug. So come here, Tyler. How would you describe it, Tyler? Get on the mic.
I can't see it. Actually, it looks like you, Jeremy.
Whoa! Oh!
So this is our
Jeremy,
totem.
Jeremy, yes, what are you trying to say by bringing us a Satan jug?
Yeah, I'm not bringing that home. I'm sorry. Not coming in my house.
I want to put out. I'm a Christian.
I don't know. I was walking on the way to the podcast, and I saw this, and I was like, I'm going to bring it and see what the people think.
It makes me kind of nervous, actually.
Well,
I can't look at it like for long.
That's our mascot. So enjoy yourself. There you go.
Our mascot is something that we can't look at.
Yes.
At night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It will be something good for Tyler to draw.
I'm not touching it.
Also, it could double.
Yes. Rashad's touching it.
If you're keeping it at home, like it could double as like a pee thing. Like you could pee in this.
Because you're too lazy to walk.
You're too lazy. Yeah. You're like, wait. Especially if you're a guy. You know, you're like, wait.
Doesn't work so well for the rest of us.
Yeah, you're going to mess up your girl.
I think you should put it next to the logo.
This whole way too small.
I think it would be awesome. I think you should do
that. Like chewing tobacco, that'd be a really good
good spittoon.
I thought spittoons were wider at the top.
Hey, make sure
you use what you know. What it's now time for top of the stack.
Top of the stack.
It's time for the top of the stack, and you know we're gonna find out what each of you read this week and what you felt was noteworthy. And I'm going to start the conversation with Jarrett Williams.
Okay.
What do you
read,
man?
Well, first I have a bit of a story, because my top of the stack this week is Teen Titans 56.
Woo!
Which, ow! Rashad, you let me borrow your copy of it.
Yes, because I buy a lot of comics every week, everybody. Just want to let you know, I buy a lot of comics. Probably not, whatever.
Well, let me show you what I did to your comic by accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is what I did.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's fine, man.
No.
Just
what did you do?
Wrecked.
I put it in my bag with my art supplies, and it kind of like, I guess I kind of forgot about it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was out.
You just brought this traumatizing thing like when I was in school, and like my teacher called one of my friends read my comics, and she grabs it and like hurls it across the classroom, and I'm sitting there in class going, ah! I was like, shit, and I was like, no, my comic. But no, it's fine, Jay.
No. Well, I felt so bad that I went to Home Run Comics.
Oh, man.
And got you
a new
copy.
Oh, this is a special moment, man.
Because
thanks.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like there's comic law that if your homeboy lets you borrow his comic and you screw it up,
there it is.
A, you either punch him in the face, or B, he should, you know, replace your comic.
Dude, that's
awesome. So
thank
there you.
You
go.
Thank you, sir.
That's love.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're a commendable young man.
There you go.
You feel the love tonight.
You guys suck.
So
that being said,
that being said,
hey Jay, what if that copy that you conferred up was signed by the artist? What would you do then?
Then you get punched in the face.
I would have probably like imitated it.
I don't think that qualifies as a punch in the face. I think that goes a little farther.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, why do you have to make this uncomfortable?
Yeah. You just want to see somebody get punched.
So tell us about Teen Titans.
Yeah.
It's a little personal.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will say this was my first time ever picking up a copy of Teen Titans.
Let me see that copy.
You know,
let me see the push copy.
Here you go.
It's Teen Titans number 56, and you know, it's weird because growing up, I had only really heard, like, I used to read Wizard a lot. Mm-hmm. And they were always referencing, like, George Perez's run on Teen Titans in the 80s. So that's all I really remember of it. So, and then after, you know, seeing the cartoon, I was like, let me pick up a copy of this book. And I will say, you know, I really, really enjoyed the story. Now, the story is by this guy, Sean McKeever.
Yeah, the writer, Sean McKeever, yeah.
Yeah, and he's written stuff for Spider-Man, Mary Jane Loves Spider-Man. So he kind of has this whole teen angsty thing down. I will say that I really, it can't be as the story sort of was. I'll tell you about it. It kind of involves this character, Kid Devil, right?
Yeah,
right.
Kid Devil.
Okay, who I guess is just joining the team.
He's fresh.
I got,
he's
recently joined.
Yeah, right. Recently joined. He's Blue Devil's sidekick.
Right. And he's sort of getting the cold shoulder from
like,
all
look
of this.
At the devil theme, like with the devil jug.
Exactly.
Like Kid Devil.
He actually
look at
looks
that.
Like that.
Look at that.
And he's kind of getting the cold shoulder from all of the other guys on the team. Like everybody's kind of being a real big dick to him, pretty much. And so the, everybody else part of the Teen Titans leaves, like, the towers for the weekend. Robin goes back to Gotham, and Martian Girl goes wherever.
And, Martian Girl?
Yeah, I don't know where she goes, you know.
Mars?
And they pretty much leave him home alone, so Kid Devil decides to throw, like, a, you know, house party, in a sense of he invites all of these outsiders into, like, Titan
Tower. Fans, like, these, like, looks like these fans on the internet, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, he goes to, like, these forums, and he invites them all back. And I don't know, something about that just really was like, wow, if I was a teen and I got to go and visit, like, the headquarters of, like, the super group, that would be freaking awesome. And so, like, that's pretty much what the story encompasses. And along the way, he befriends this one guy.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but dude, I'm flipping through this, and there's a panel with Robin in his underdraw.
Robin in boxers.
That was a cool freaking panel to me.
It's a joke.
You know, because in a sense, like, he's talking to, like, Robin's talking to, you know, Kid Devil over, like, this teleprompter sort of screen. You know how
Robin's being, pretty much what's happening is Robin is like, pretty much what's happening is that Robin is like chiding Kid Devil for inviting his people over. So Kid Devil just sees Robin's face, and you see that panel before where you just see Robin being a jerk, like, I'm like Batman Jr., I'm mad at you for fucking up our thing.
Yeah.
But then
then
the panel pulls out, the next panel, and he's in his, like, his boxers.
At home.
Holding the cape up.
Right.
Going, man, no,
see,
I'm
so they didn't know that he's still a kid, too. Despite all that, he's still a kid, too.
And I really thought that was a cool freaking touch.
Moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and not to give too much away, he kind of befriends this guy who he shouldn't befriend. And, yeah, I would say it's worth checking out. I was totally into this comic. It's my first time reading it once again. So I would definitely pick up the next one.
Yeah, I think Kid Devil is a great character. It's like the same reason why you're not Nightcrawler, but what if Nightcrawler made a deal with the devil to get those powers just to be a good guy? Like,
yeah.
He made that deal just to be powerful. Like, he knows that in two more years when he turns 18, he has to give his soul up to this devil guy. And I think that's a cool twist on the character. I think it's interesting.
And, like, okay, this has to be brought up, too. Because I was reading the comic, and, you know, I saw this Avrilos, the video game. Who cares? But
I care.
I saw an ad for the Zooda comics that DC's doing in the middle. And I was like, whoa, this is the first time I recall seeing a webcomic advertised.
The power of having DC back in.
Exactly. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think about, like, wow, a webcomic is sort of being, like, promoted in a mainstream comic book? You know,
I think it's
good. I think too, though, keep in mind that this is not only just a webcomic, but this is DC is contracting people to do creator owned comics for us. So it's like on top of DC promoting a webcomic, DC's promoting original webcomics that they've commissioned.
And
so
they put it alongside their classic characters and stuff, man. That's
I mean,
nobody's giving DC credit for the Zooda stuff, but I think this is a good idea for, like, a mainstream company to do something like this and give open up the doors.
Oh,
for,
mad props.
Yeah, mad
props to
DC for this. I mean, not to suck jock on them or whatever.
But. No, I don't think, I agree, man. I'm like, wow, this it really caught, and then it's like right in the middle of the comic book.
Yeah,
so
it's like open, like if you flop
right
this
at the
on
scene.
The ground, it's like open, Zooda. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good deal.
On top of Dragon Ball Z, there you go.
Just out a few times.
It's like, Zooda.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Quick. Oh, okay. It's me in there. It's me.
Oh.
Hello, Zooda.
Yeah.
So, right. There you go. That's my top of the stack. Teen Titans 56. I liked it. Check it out.
Nice.
There you go.
Done good.
Done good, boy.
Yeah.
Mr. Burkhalter?
Yes.
May I ask what you're reading?
Yes, you may. I actually borrowed this book from Kathy. And it's
Kathy McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
Kathy McLeod.
There can be only one.
She's immortal.
And kind of blew my mind. The book is called The Fart Party. And
a bunch of guys on a podcast talking about the fart party.
Hey,
didn't see that one coming.
We haven't had a fart joke yet, man.
Yeah. And it's by a lady named Julia Wirtz. And it's basically an autobiographical comic. Surprise. I know. It's a surprise.
Kevin, autobiographical comics?
Yeah. So, but really, this book is a collection of her strips that she puts online, actually, at Fart Party.
No, fartparty.org.
There it is.
There it is. Get it right.
Yeah. And no, it's just these funny ass daily strips. And
a girl life in San Francisco. She loves to drink. She loves to eat cheese.
I like cheese.
She likes to ride her bike around, but she's hella funny. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Okay, what's the funniest thing she said? What was?
No, there was a funny panel where we laughed for about 5 minutes. Yeah.
The gag thing.
Oh my god!
That was awesome. That was like childhood. Nickelodeon gag.
Wait, what?
Yeah, a lot of poop jokes.
You mean that like Nickelodeon stuff?
Yeah, man.
You mean that Nickelodeon with the slime? She talks about the Nickelodeon slime.
Yeah, she talks about Nickelodeon.
She kind of compared her thighs to gag while she was on her period.
Oh, that makes me uncomfortable now.
Perfect analogy. And I'm not a girl. I don't even know.
Jared.
I'm still not ready for that. Like, I'm still not ready.
What was the?
I'm not ready for girls.
What was like the what was the son of Nickelodeon Gak that was like the styrofoam balls with the snot, with the pink snot?
Flom, like, I had some Flom.
Flom was the stuff that made the crunchy noises.
So tell us more about the comic, Miss Kathy McLeod. And,
why don't we read this out?
Okay,
I'll
do it.
Girl,
do it.
The guy.
And now it's story time.
This strip is called "Don't Fucking Talk to Me."
Thought.
Uh oh. Looks like this weirdo is going to try to talk to me.
Hey, are you some kind of artist or something? Can I look at your stuff? Huh? Can I? Have you ever noticed that the abbreviation CA could be California or Canada?
Grrr. Ah! Ah! Take that, you crazy fuck! And she rips off his head and poops in it. In his neck. Yeah. And then she continues drawing.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Then she continues drawing.
A beautiful panel of her with poop coming out of her butt and going into his empty
neck cavity.
It's incredible. It seriously...
You pass it around.
Here, let me see. Yeah, pass this around.
Yeah, you gotta look. The rendering on that ass is...
Well, she grabs him. She grabs him by the hair and kind of makes like she's gonna slam his head into... Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Wow. Look at this. Like,
Jeremy is rendered speechless.
She like rips his blood. Okay, this is The Fart Party by Julia Wirtz. You all need to order this.
Page 73
for the Atomic Book Company. Look it on the internet. And she ripped on page 73 is what we're talking about. She rips this guy's head, and you're right. Oh my god, look at the little.
Like, she poops.
Look at that little dookie. Like, oh my god. Oh my gosh. And then the dude's like sitting there in the pile of blood and dookie mixed, and then she just goes back to drawing comics. That's, oh wow.
Yes, basically, when I first started reading this book, I just sat in my bed for 3 hours and read it from beginning to end, going, ha ha ha, oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god, I can't believe she drew that. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. I just laughed.
All right.
Throughout the entire thing.
She kicks her boyfriend's ass in that
either
book.
Either pick up The Fart Party from
I think I lived some of this.
We've said it 3 times.
Atomic Book Press, printed in Canada.
Or read it online at
www.atomicbooks.com. We're giving plugs to people aren't even paying for it. Look at
www.
We're charitable.
We're sharing the comics.
Fartparty.org.
We love comics at Around Comics.
Nice.
Sweet.
That's every
Rashad, what are you reading, buddy?
I am reading something extremely awesome. If you guys don't know me, but I like fight scenes. So I'm just gonna show you this right now. Mark Miller and John Romita Jr.'s new book, Kick Ass, with a dude getting like clobbered.
Dude, you stole this top of the stack from me, by the way.
I'm sorry, man. That's cool. Hey, we got good taste, buddy. It's called good taste.
All right. Yeah, continue, sir.
Yeah. Mark Miller and John Romita Jr. This is coming out through Marvel's Icon imprint, which it's like a creator-owned deal through Marvel. And I just got to say, man, I'm going to say this right off. You know, this is good. Like, what it is, it's a real-world take. I know, right? It's so plain, but a real-world take. And what if some kid, 16 years old, wants to be a superhero? Like, in our world, no fantasy, nothing. Like, this is a regular guy who decides he wants to be a hero. Like, his life is average. It's not crappy. It's average. Like, he has this great moment in here where it's like it's done, it's told in the first person, so the character is talking about his situation in life. And it's a great moment where he's like talks about his mom getting killed, but he's like, but she just died of aneurysm, and said he wished he would have did like one of those "I will avenge you, mother." Like when there's a good scene panel drawn by Romita Jr., where it's like he's standing over her grave and screaming with lightning, like the classic "Oh no, you died." But he said, really, what he really did was, I'm going to read this, but the reality was more like feeling numb and playing video games while my father cried in the next room. And that sold me the book. That sold me the book. Like, that's so real. His mom died. What did he do? He played games. And his dad cried in the other room. That's how he dealt with it. But the whole point is, the guy reads comics and he feels like the world needs a superhero. Like, he feels like somebody should do this. Like, why he said, it's a great line. Another line, he said, people want to be Paris Hilton, but they don't want to be heroes. And he thinks that something's wrong with that.
Well, yeah. And he also thinks that, like, you know, out of all of us who have read superhero comics, like, there's a lot of us. You know, not you. You never hear like you think one of us knuckleheads would put on like a wetsuit and try it.
Yeah.
And this guy is that guy. He gets his little surfer's wetsuit, puts it on, and tries it.
Like beaming off of that, the comic intros with Tyler. You're gonna go ahead and take
I have
it over
to
here?
Really talk about this, but I'm known for climbing roofs and.
Also known for trying to throw me off a roof for one
yeah,
of his,
I tried
for
to
his photographic references for his comic. He wanted realist. Yeah, he wanted to throw me off a roof. Seriously, yeah. I'm not making this up.
I wasn't trying to throw him off, but anyway.
I would have failed and died.
I think he was trying.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Keeping it real.
Satan judge you go ahead and say that. I just gotta say that being a guy that likes to climb rooftops, I would advise you not to be stupid like I am and... jump off, but just the first couple pages, it's just this guy is like, I want to be a hero, and he got his wings, and like, okay, I'm gonna jump off. He just jumps off and says, "Wings to manual." I said, "Wings to manual." Fucking bam, he's dead.
So don't jump off buildings.
Well, it was a good intro to the comic. Is to say, what it's saying, the main character's narrating, you think it's him at this moment, then he dies. Like, he's not, that wasn't me. That was some guy who got inspired after reading about me in the paper. The whole point of that is trying to be a superhero in the real life is really dangerous. And this comic lets you know that anybody who tries to do this in this world is going to get messed up.
and then I want to, like, comment, like, in the end, there's I won't spoil the comic, but there's, like, a lot of trials and tribulations.
In the
like,
first issue, man.
Yeah, that, I mean, this is if you try to, like, take on some thugs, like, you really see what would really happen to you.
If you're a 15-year-old kid.
I was hurting.
But after that, you know, after that, I don't want to, like, spoil the good part of the book, but after that, let's just say he stumbles into traffic and then gets run over by some valley girls in, like, in a car, and they just keep driving.
I thought you were going to ruin the end of the book.
That's not the good part, though. That's not the good part, though. But what I'm saying is that, like, as somebody who has, like, been hit by a car and flown over the back, and as somebody who has run over another individual.
Damn!
Are you on the run from the law, sir? I didn't hear that, right?
I'm uniquely qualified to comment on the last few pages of this book. And that's how it goes down.
I mean, I swear, we learned so much about each other doing these podcasts. You guys
The first time. Well, all right. I guess I should clarify. Like,
no, please. All right, talk,
when I ran over,
when the cops come.
When I ran over the individual that I ran over, I was on my way to school, and this homeless person was trying to. No, he was trying to kill himself. He was throwing himself into traffic, or at least that's the story I'm saying.
Is that what you told to the police?
No, for real. Actually, the police told me. He said the same dude had tried the same thing the night before, and he was just trying to end things and jumping into traffic, and he just jumped in front of me.
So the police know about that, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was, like, let go immediately. Except I was roughed up by, like, a Barbie doll cop, like, at first, honestly, like. And it kind of was thrown into a paddy wagon, but then immediately they're like, "Oh no, this is the suicide guy," and they let me out, and it wasn't a problem. She looked like Barbie, and she was a cop, but that's what happened. But and then when I got ran over, like this was like in the 90s, so you can't judge me on this. I was in Florida and I was rollerblading. Like I said, it was the 90s. Florida and rollerblading raves. That
so
was
long
the 90s,
as there was no
man.
Spandex hey, involved.
I rollerbladed.
Well, and this
I was rollerblading.
This is the sad part. If I'm going to be honest, like, there was a little bit of spandex involved. I'm trying. You know, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. But
yeah, you keeping it real.
Too real.
But
just a little bit.
Don't judge me, man.
I'm not, man.
Don't judge me.
Nothing but love, Jeremy.
Yeah, but I was, like, rollerblading across US 1, a.k.a. Federal Highway, and, like...
Across
a Cuban man, like, hit me. Cuban Man hit me at like 65 miles an hour, and I swear, okay, I'm gonna tell. Now let me tell you the story. Seriously, this is, swear to God, like if I'm lying, may I be struck by lightning?
Let me move.
Yeah, let me move.
No, this is the way this went down.
Don't ruin my
car. I got hit by the car, and I was on rollerblades, and I was into it at the time. Like I was into it. Like I had like big 82. Like if you know like wheel sizes, I had like 80s, 82s.
Yeah.
And they were like, and they were tapered, so like just this thin little edge would actually touch it. So you had like a lot of speed. So I was hauling ass and stuff. So anyway, so I get hit by the Cuban man driving a car at 65 miles an hour. And I go over the top of the car, and almost as I'm about to go over the back end of his, like, Civic hatchback or whatever, he slams on the brakes. I go flying forward across the car again.
Oh, wow. You got
I land on my wheels, and I spin around and around, like,
what?
On my wheels.
Comic.
Looney Tunes action.
That's a comic.
And I stop, like, all spread out like this, but on my wheels still.
Perfect.
And, like, there's some surfer guy across the street, and he's like, bro. Like, bro, dude, are you okay? Oh, and I was like,
I'd have passed out, man. Yeah, like, man, that's cool. The most amazing thing
and
I've ever seen.
And I just kept like
before
I just
YouTube, kept riding. You
I just kept riding on down the Deerfield, and then, but once I sat down, then it was like earthquake time. I was like,
your
all
organs had rearranged,
like
shocked,
but no bruises,
were you
no injuries. No, man. This is
no
helmet.
The 90s.
This was before all that BS. You know, and I hate that. In my neighborhood, there's a bunch of kids.
I know,
see these kids
fun.
On these bikes.
It's not fun. All these pads and helmets. It's gay.
No.
I mean, not gay. I'm sorry. I mean, lame. 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 Damn. I'm a dude.
But yeah, the we danger. You, yeah, without a little risk of danger, you know, it's not very fun. You're right.
How long was your hair?
Oh, fuck, man, fuck you.
Oh,
man, no, alright, I had a mullet.
See? That's what I was going for. That's what I wanted to hear.
I had a mullet.
And that's what I wanted to hear.
I'll picture you with
a
mullet.
I want the picture.
And it was feathered. It was a feathered.
Oh, yeah.
It was very Farrah Fawcett in its majesty. And
I knew it.
That's why God is, like, taking the
follicles. You don't want to cover that up with a helmet?
No.
You don't want to cover that up.
Absolutely. 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 And then this is, okay, side story. This is funny. My girlfriend at the time also got hit by a car, different
world?
Part of town, at
bad
literally
karma.
The same time.
That was bad karma.
Right? It was
what?
Within
what?
The same hour.
I'll do that.
She was on her bike, however, and got nailed by a car. And then, like, she got all messed up. Like, she got, like, it was a Mercedes. And the Mercedes emblem hit her so hard that, like, the emblem was impressed on her, like Zorro, like, on the side of a certain part of her anatomy. It
girly
was, like,
bits.
Pressed in, like, Zorro. And oh, she wow. was, like, jacked up. But, like, I walked away without a scratch.
Did you stay with her after that? Like, when she got
were you a jerk?
Yeah, for a while. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
No, it was like, sweetie, I can't break up with you yet. You just hit me. Like,
did you wander the earth?
No, she was cool. No, she lived and stuff. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like crippling or anything, but she got hurt.
You get with this girl in the future, and you like go, you know, stuff happens, and you know, oh wait, that's a Mercedes brand.
So if you
on a movie.
No, that scar healed up and stuff. It was good, you know. She there were cool. The doctors gave her like ointment and stuff for that, but if you want a taste of that kind of living, then you need to pick up Kick Ass. Yeah, like
exactly, that's yours, man. Okay,
man,
yeah.
That was Top of the Stack, and also we have a special.
Wait a second, I haven't given my Top of the Stack.
Oh, I'm sorry,
man. No, man. I've been yammering for a little too much, so I'm gonna keep this brief. But my Top of the Stack, like I said, I'd also pick Kick Ass, and then Rashad had talked to me earlier in the week, and he was like, "Yo, man, my pick is Kick Ass," and I was like, "Wow, shit. Okay, I need to pick something else." And so I went down to the funny book store and I picked up the second volume of Scalped. By Jason Aaron.
Oh, I've been wanting to read that.
You know,
man.
About that Native American story or whatever they got going on. The art is by R.M. Guerra, G-U-E-R-A, with a little
Guerra.
Accent.
Guerra.
Yeah, with a little accent
Guerra.
Mark over
Guerra.
The E.
Yeah.
And they talk about Scalped on Around Comics quite a bit. And if you don't know, it's essentially about this Indian reservation and some drama had gone down in the 70s. And this group of Indian Native rights activists, there's a little bit of trouble with the FBI. And since then, that core group has gone several different ways, and it's essentially like a film noir meets Sopranos, essentially. But what I really dug about this, and there's been a lot said about Scalped already, but I like the fact that like the collection has got like 5 or 6 issues compiled, and the first issue happens on a night, and you see, you know, instances with all of the characters. But for the rest of the issues in the volume, it's still happening on that same night. And as you progress through the graphic novel, you learn more and more and more of what was going on in different parts at different times of the same evening, what was happening simultaneously. And it was a bit of non-lineal storytelling, and it was immersive, if I was to describe it. Like, the first issue in the graphic novel was awesome, and I was like, wow, that was really good. And then I read more, and it was just you just dive into it like the La Brea tar pits. And that's a good analogy, because like the inking is just a lot of just heavy blacks, and just there's just a lot of marks on the page, and it's just it's a high calorie comic. It's awesome, fulfilling.
Man. I want to read that, man. Yeah. Who's the writer on that? You said
Jason. Aaron? Jason Aaron, same dude that did Other Side, He's doing Wolverine.
Now
he's doing
Wolverine. Yeah, man, he's moving up, man.
Yeah, man. So
badass. All right.
So the next, you know, I think we got something special.
Yeah, man. Okay, you guys, we got a special reading from everybody's favorite Frank Miller and Jim Lee's
All-Star Batman and Robin number 9.
Yes, we're going to read a selection out of this, awesome comic. Give you just a brief setup.
Yeah, set it up.
Yeah, why are we reading this?
Yeah, this is my second top of the stack. I just want to say I love this version of Batman. I know everybody in fandom hates this version, because everybody, when Frank Miller and Jim Lee were doing Batman, we're like, oh man, we're expecting Dark Knight again, you know what I'm saying? Because Dark Knight 2 was so not good. But he gave us something different, and I like it. I was iffy at first, like everybody else, but I kept reading. And it's entertaining, because you know why? This Batman is jacked up, you know, this Batman. He laughs, he runs around the city laughing, you know what I'm saying? His Robin is very sarcastic and just snide, and just it's just a great moment. So the whole point is, in this particular issue, Green Lantern has come to Gotham to, like, corral Batman's crazy activity. Because Batman's fighting cops, he's, like, maiming cops, he's maiming anybody thinks a criminal, Batman is jacking them up. So Green Lantern thinks he's giving superheroes a bad name. He tells Batman they need to meet in issue number 8. So Batman has Robin in issue 9 paint the room where they meet entirely yellow. Because you guys know that, you know the old school Green Lantern, yellow canceled out his powers. So Batman, and including him and Robin, are also covered entirely in yellow. You might think that's silly. It's funny to me. I think it's great. Batman is too perfect in comics these days. It's nice to see him being taken in a different way.
Even their eyeballs are painted yellow.
Everything's yellow.
Yeah, how does that work?
So, you know, so to help you all, like, achieve a better understanding of this, I would like to present the Around Comics players.
Yes. And as Green Lantern is Jared. Jared, just read to say you're going to be Green Lantern, I guess.
I'll be Green Lantern.
I'll be the Boy Wonder.
Yes.
That's Kevin.
That's Kevin. And Rashad, of course, since I'm such a big Batman fan here, I'll be Batman.
Oh.
Take it off, Jared. Take it off. I mean, up.
Like, up, out?
I don't. It just kind of just, no.
Okay. I don't buy it.
Huh? Did you say something?
I didn't even know he was still here.
It just doesn't wash. It's too much of a coincidence. You kidnapping a kid, then just showing up with a sidekick the same age. You must have bribed everybody at that clinic. I wouldn't put it past you.
But that would have cost a fortune.
So maybe you're rich. For all I know, you're a billionaire. I've seen that car you're driving.
He's got a point there. Maybe he's right. Maybe I am Dick Grayson.
Don't try to confuse me, damn it!
Should I tell him there's paint on his face? Should I tell him?
No, man. It's too good. Don't spoil it.
Now what are you two talking? No, never mind. The hell with this. This isn't worth it. It's your funeral, Batman. Just keep the kid out of it, for God's sake.
Hold on, Hal. Let me tell you the truth about the kid. The whole truth. This young man isn't my sidekick. He's my protege. I first met him 6 years ago on a trip to Istanbul.
Don't you try to snow me, you.
My word of honor, man. Stack of Bibles.
I'm listening.
I just can't do it.
Scene.
And here, wait. And here, I had such a whopper to lay on you. It spanned all the way from Istanbul to the hinterlands to China to Sparta. All about this adept who surpassed every guru on earth, and it was one good yarn. You might have just bought it. I don't know. I don't like particularly like you, but you wear the tights. That's got to count for something. I just can't out and lie to you, man. This is much you can believe. He's not Dick Grayson. He's got the fastest hands you've ever seen, and he's a worldless devilish in a fight.
Go to hell.
Then where's that ring of yours, Mr. Green Jeans?
This is not funny. Give me back my ring right this minute.
And then Robin proceeds to destroy Green Lantern. It's awesome.
He
He beats him up. Classic. Classic. Frank Miller, you are a god, sir.
Again, we have rendered Jeremy speechless.
I think Frank Miller has potential to go on to greatness.
Oh, yeah. I think this kid's going to make something of himself,
right? Yeah, he's
going to
make it.
Hollywood's going to get that man a call one day.
Yes.
One day.
You heard it here first.
I give it 10, maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
Would I be justified if I wanted to rip your heads off and
poop in your neck? Yeah. You got the only
one. No, you wouldn't take a poop in your neck for that.
No, I'm sorry. That's unjust. That's
I love it, man.
Can I ask though, has anything happened in that comic like that I should care about?
Well,
no, the answer is no.
I think you should get out of this comic. If you're tired of Batman always magically saving the day at the end of the day, always know, like MacGyver, like just I know if as a problem is his dark side, if it's God, whoever it is, Batman can
It was cool for the first decade. Yeah, but
this Batman, it's like he's not. He's just really some insane guy in a bat costume who decides to kidnap this kid from the circus after his parents get killed. And I think it's awesome. That's the reason why you should read it. It's not, and there's a lot of cursing.
There's a tender moment in this.
Oh yeah, right. Well, this Batman is kind of he's kind of really insane. Like he's up and downs, man.
Up
like
and downs.
Like the way Batman should be.
Yeah, because he's a guy in a friggin' suit, right?
In a friggin' suit whose parents got shot in front of him.
But he's rich. It's like wait.
You can be rich. Batman
explains
the head.
It explains
it's
his
okay.
personality even more to me because he's rich. That's how would a rich kid.
So there's a lot of emotional up and down, kind of like with James Kachaka. So like if you listen to the podcast, their next podcast, you'll hear
that
interview
that seamless play.
He'll tell you all about his ups and downs and a lot of other stuff about indie comics and general comics.
This family, I mean,
his family talked about it all with us. He's a good guy.
He is. Yeah, Jake was talking rocks, man. Rocks.
So I guess this is where I plug my journal comic.
Maybe
you can find my journal comic online at cartoonist.livejournal.com. And the way you spell cartoonist is a little tricky, but it's K-A-R-2, the digit 2, N-I-S-T, period, live journal, L-I-V-E, J-O-U-R-N-A-L, period, .com.
Period.com?
Yeah.
That's fly, man. I like how you spell cartoonist, man.
Thanks. I think it's kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
So if you want to read about my daily life, like things I did today. Like, well, today I woke up and I had a cereal bar, which is good. But it was a Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios cereal bar. And I was wondering, I was thinking about it. Like, Cheerios are known to lower your cholesterol. But do honey...
Wow.
Do Honey Nut Cheerios lower your cholesterol? Because they got the honey and the nut. And so maybe it's like just the perfect cereal because it doesn't lower it, but it doesn't make it any worse. And it's just there. And you can eat it in a cereal bar. That's what I was thinking.
You know what's cool, man? What's cool about Kevin's comics, everybody, is that if you hang out with Kevin, we all wait to see if we appear in his journal comic. Because there's always guest appearances in his comic. Whoever hung out with Kevin that day, that was important. So
Well, and then you kind of feel let down when you're
I didn't put my name
over my head this week.
And then, another thing is, if I draw you, don't come up to me and be like, hey, you drew me wrong, man. Because look, I'm still in art school. Okay, there's a reason why I'm going to art school. Okay?
And by the way, Kevin will be. By the way, Kevin will be at MegaCon.
I think the rest of us.
Yeah,
pipping some of these journal comics. So you gotta stop by when you're in Florida. If you guys are in Orlando that weekend, hook it up,
look
man.
For Rashad Doucette, Jarrett Williams, Kevin Burkhalter.
Can I pick my journal comic too?
You sure can.
Do it, Cassie.
Do KathyMacLeod.com. That's KathyMacLeod.
Excellent. Thank you, Miss
Were you
Kathy.
Worried about like trying to spell your name right this now?
she's looking to the side going, wait, how do I spell my last name?
And you know what? Something that I want to take a minute out real quick. And last week's podcast, there was a lot of really, really, really positive feedback.
Oh yeah, thanks guys
on the Around Comics Forum.
We appreciate
you. We really, 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 really appreciate it. And you know, there's special people like Equinox, you know, especially, and everybody on the forum was pretty positive. And, you know, and thank you for your comments, both positive and constructive. And we tried our best this week to take your comments to heart and give you an even better podcast.
Bringing it up a notch.
Bringing it up a notch. And I just really want to thank everybody for the positive support. And I want to let everybody know to kind of keep your eye out. Our department here is putting together a comics podcast of our own. And hopefully that'll be launching here in a month or so. And look for more of that in the future.
Yeah, there we go.
Also, ha. That sucked.
Gotcha. Pay attention.
Shut up. Yeah, pretty much. So if like we're really interested in making friends with everybody.
Friends of the program?
Oh, maybe. Friends with benefits? Maybe everybody. No.
Ain't that the best kind of friend, gentlemen out there?
Rashad, you realize that you just asked a gentleman out there to be a friend with benefits.
No, I didn't know. I meant, like, do gentlemen understand? Are you feeling me on the... All right, go ahead.
Other people have to be awkward, too. So we want you to join our friends of the program. If you go to www.aroundcomics.com, spelled exactly how it sounds, you can download and print out our LCS challenge flyer. Ask your local comic shop manager or owner if they'll display it in their store, and if they do, send us an email, and we'll mention you and the store on the show, as well as post it on our website. Become a friend of the program today.
If they won't put up our flyer, you should not shop at their store any longer.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's like that.
Is LCS challenge flyer anything like LCD sound system?
I'm going with that, like that local comic shop there.
Local comic shop.
Yeah.
Also, man, if you guys are going to iTunes, leave us a review. Go to the podcast section of iTunes and leave us one. Christopher Niesman loves these. And if you left a review already, go make a new screen name and leave another one. Saying just how awesome the Sav crew is.
Did anybody Absolutely. Check the iTunes reviews this week?
No, I haven't.
I think I might have
read
one.
I checked the forum reviews, but I failed.
There were a lot of good reviews, and you should all leave another one. Go. Do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it now.
Do it big.
Yeah. We love you.
And once again, it's time for our, you know...
What is it, story time? Are you Mr. Rogers?
Please tell me we're going to have another dramatic reading from Batman and Robin.
Jeremy's unhappy.
I kind of want to.
Please.
I think we should do some more pages.
Oh, man. I think you should read the whole comic.
This episode
can't
is
wait,
once
can
again.
Can I paint myself yellow?
Oh, man.
No, the whole room, man. The whole room.
InStockTrades.com is offering this month's reading selection, The Originals, to Around Comics listeners for an amazing 35% off the cover price. Get your copy today for only $11.69 for the soft cover or $16.22 for the hardcover. Check out the Eisner-winning graphic novel by Dave Gibbons.
Watchmen.
Dave Gibbons.
Dave Gibbons.
InStockTrades.com offers a huge selection of the collected editions you need. It's your source for trade paperbacks, deluxe hardcovers, essentials, showcases, archives, absolute editions, omnibus editions.
The Hard Party and Son of Galactus. Eat your planet. He just
omnibus.
Wants to chill.
He just wants to trash it.
All at a great discounted
not call
price.
It the next day.
Whoa.
You've been hurt a little bit in the past.
Did I say that out loud?
Like, my house is all sad because
this has been like the get to know Jeremy.
And now another story from Jeremy Mullins.
No more story hour.
And remember that all orders over $50 ship for what?
Free.
Damn straight.
Bitches.
Oh.
We are proud.
She can get away with that. She's a woman.
Yeah, I can.
Whoa.
We are proud to help support the Hero Initiative.
No, we're not. Not at all.
What?
Whoa.
Jared.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Out of line. Too soon. I'm sorry.
What?
What's wrong with you, Jared?
All right, you're going to have to sit in the hallway.
Okay, right. Everybody but Jared is proud to help support the Hero Initiative.
Just kidding.
No, I saw Jared supporting it the other day. It was fine.
Give some old comic dude some money, dude. That's awesome.
In the park.
Yeah. Hero creates a financial safety net for yesterday's creators who need emergency medical aid, financial support for the essentials of life, and an avenue back into paying work. It's a chance for all of us to give back something to the people who have given us so much enjoyment. For more information, visit us at www.heroinitiative.org or call 310-909-7809.
And also, check out what's going on here at, in SCAD's Sequential Art Department by visiting our blog at sequelab.com. That is SEQALAB.com. It's a sequential art testing ground for SCAD students, faculty, and alumni. Find department news, information on upcoming events, get feedback on works in progress, and learn more about the department visits and guest artist appearance. Log on today. Go to www.sequelab.com. That is SEQALAB.com.
I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. Give yourself a round of applause.
I'd like to thank Jeremy for letting you participate as well in this awesomeness.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy. Jeremy, mad props, man.
Yeah, man. We love you, dude.
Oh, yay.
I love you. I love you so much.
But I want to, you know. Oh. Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Demon Jug made us do it. Demon Jug.
Demon Jug is such a bad influence. He's staring at freaking out. Hillbilly Demon Jug is a bad influence possessed. With its devil water and...
Devil water.
But anyway, I want to invite you all to join us for the next podcast, which hopefully will be a Thursday show, and where we talk to James Kachalka, indie creator, found like the OG of Journal Comics.
Yeah, man.
It was a great interview. He was the OG of
Journal Comics.
And, you know, I want to thank you all, the listeners, for joining us again.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank... Yeah. We love Oh, man, we really do, man. Like, you Round Comics fans are really awesome. We really appreciate y'all.
I know.
And I'd like to thank the Savannah College of Art and Design for hosting us, as they always kind of have to. And
I love
everyone...
I love the school. Whatever.
Everyone, I want every...
No, that wasn't bitter. Like I get
that was heartfelt.
I really do. I like this place.
Much like the Jeremy Mullins.
There's crappier art schools out there, like every other one of them, but SCAD. I'm saying it. That's right. I'm not saying
I put my money
it.
Everyone, have a fantastic week, and we'll be back again for another new episode. In the meantime, we'll be everywhere in
Around Comics.
Yeah,
with Omnibus. The hard part inside of the collection. And scene.
Expressed in the interviews or by guests of the show are solely those of the individuals expressing them and may not reflect the opinions of Around Comics. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission without the express written consent of Around Comics is strictly prohibited. All content presented in this program is the sole property of Around Comics, and this has been an Around Comics production. Copyright 2008. What I had stashed in the dash back in the past, well, now I got two O's.
I said a hip, hop, hip to the hip, and the hip, hip, a hop for you, don't stop, but rock it to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jumps the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat. Now what you get is not a test, I'm a rap to the beat. It's just me, Kevin, and Rashad, and we're about to do the cast.